Nah, as a veteran, it's something you don't really like, but it's something to kind of let you know where you're at. You know, we know what it takes and what it feels like to be coming in camp and getting ready for what we know what's at stake. But, you know, coming in here and being told you have to be given a conditioning test and at the magnitude that it is, it's kind of like a headache, but it's for a good, it's for the good cause. So. Yeah, it's mostly mental toughness, accountability, and, you know, having all your guys and your teammates in front of you and seeing where you're at and just knowing that when one guy's struggling, then the whole team is kind of cheering you on to finish the drill. I mean, not at all. I think everybody is at their own pace, man. You know, feel like we know what it takes. And as a defense, we feel like we're gonna do what it takes. And we're just the type of group of guys that like to go out there and enjoy what we're doing and have fun doing it and make plays as we're doing it. And that's just the kind of mentality that we always went in with. And, you know, the leaders that we still have, they kind of have that same mentality. But we all buy into what Coach Trestman is trying to do, and we feel like it's the better for the team. But as a defense and as the guys we have, man, we enjoy what we do and make sure we have fun out there and doing it. And I think that's what kind of separates us from the offense, man. So we'll see how it goes. Well, that's the ultimate goal. You know, I came from not even projected to be a starter. So I think everything is going in progress. I mean, I came from really not being a starter, like I said, but it's a process, man. I think that's the ultimate goal, to trying to get an extension and finish my career here as a Bear. But everything is falling into place. I just got to continue to take care of what I need to take care of.
Does it motivate you, or does it frustrate you?
Oh, most definitely motivates me, man. Just the fact that, because this is the kind of position I've been in my whole career, so it's really nothing new. I have to, you know, go in the mentality out there, go in here and compete, continue to compete and keep a job, and hopefully it pays off in the long run where I could have an extension and just kind of take it easy and not have too much pressure on myself. But, I mean, it's been my whole 8 years, that's how it's been, so there's really nothing new and nothing different for me at all. It's not disappointing. I guess it's writing on the wall for a lot of guys. No extensions. You know, we got a new front office, new head coach, and new coach staff, so it looks like with them not trying to do any extensions, it's a lot of light writing on the walls for a lot of guys to see what the future brings and what they got in plan. So hopefully everything plays out for itself with guys here, and we make this Super Bowl run, and they're gonna have to start talking to a lot of guys and hopefully keep the right guys in the right place and for years to come. But we got their plan in place, and we got to see how it goes.